Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
I always appreciate it when music exists in some kind of atmospheric environment that's not just sterile studio, dead space sound. And I think it can kind of take the listener to a different place.
Making a new album, Connor Oberst and Bright Eyes traveled to a lot of different places. And now they take us to Casadega. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Called Rock's Boy Genius as a teenager, Bright Eyes frontman Connor Oberst now has 27 years and 6 albums under his belt. And his growth and sophistication as a songwriter today leaves a lot of anticipation for what's to come. In the meantime, the new record, Casadega, adds yet another dimension to the Bright Eyes sound, telling poetic tales of travel around America with a cinematic production to match. And as Connor explained to me in a recent interview, the new album is just that, an album, even though the songs are never planned. Your record, Casadega, sort of has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I imagine that was intentional. You still believe in the album, right?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a great art form, you know, and I hope it doesn't disappear completely. I think it's fine if people make their music with the intention of each song can exist separately, and, you know, that's a fine attitude to have, I guess, but for us, we still make our records with the idea of here's where it starts, here's where you flip the side of the record. You know, and that's just kind of the way we've always done it, and I guess the only way we really know how to do it. We're not very good at writing singles.
Hear the chums, did you know that the wind, when it blows, it is older than Rome? And all of this sorrow, see the new pyramids down in old Manhattan. From the roof of a friend's, we watched an empire ending her loud and long. The river's on time marching on to a madman's drum.
Give us a little idea, if you can, of your kind of nuts and bolts of how you work as a writer. Did things happen specifically while you were at Casadega? Have things happened specifically while you were in New York? How's it work for you?
To me, there's always a delayed effect. You know, if I experience something, it usually takes a little bit of time for it to come out in a song. I guess most of my songs start with a vocal melody, maybe a few scraps of lyrics, and then kind of forms itself over a certain amount of time, just sort of humming it to myself. And I don't actually write things down a lot. I'm more just slowly write it in my mind, and then maybe eventually put it on a piece of paper. But it's more of just kind of daydreaming and finding time to be open to let whatever that is like come through, because I'm not the kind of person that can set aside time and sit down and say I'm gonna, you know, work from this time to this time and get anything done. I just have to wait around for it to happen.
First it's a sweet smile, then it's a denial. No, you're just trying to be nice to me. But there's a meaning to every fleeting action you unconsciously decide. And the clocks, they chime. Now it's time.
Dipping into the Rarities album for that one, it's Bright Eyes and a live version of Soon You'll Be Leaving Your Man. You can hear the whole Bright Eyes interview and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.